right, gang. It's time for Puck Off. Frazier Smith here, and look who's back in town.
Hey, what's up, Frage? Good to see you.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm so happy about the Penguins, but I just... Oh. I mean, sorry about Saturday. Jeez. I mean, but you had to hurt everyone on the team. I mean,
well,
poor sportsmanship from the witch.
I know. But, well, we're getting a little desperate. That's what's happening.
Well, at least you blew it last night. Was a
oh my gosh, dude.
You got to beat the Nats. The Canadians are 5-0 against you guys.
It's ridiculous, man. We should have won that game. And, you know, you got to win down the stretch if you're going to get in. We're on the bubble.
I know. I mean, I said last week you got to pull out the old, you got to have Fedorov, someone coming back. You brought back Gordy. I mean, Jesus came back after Easter.
Well,
you got Gordy to beat Buffalo. You should have saved Gordy for somebody. If you need Gordy, I'm a Wings guy, but if you need to bring out Gordy to beat Buffalo,
wow,
you got to bring back Babcock.
yeah, I mean, it's embarrassing. You know what? You can't lose now. You can't. You know, you're on the bubble, and, I'm just worried that Philly's going to get in.
I'm worried Philly's going to get in.
They got two games on us. We're tied in the points, but they've got two games at hand. And
the good news is we play Philly twice, and nothing would be sweeter than to knock them out the last game.
I'm going to be
season.
Rooting for you.
I will say. And I ran into in New York, first of all, tons of puck-off fans around. A big Devils guy, the Puck Off fan, came up in New Jersey. Cause just wanted to make sure you say hi to the captain.
Oh wow!
So
man.
Devils, a lot of Islander fans.
Thanks, guys.
Puck Off fans, and we love you guys.
Yeah,
and
they're awesome.
The great Paul Mercurio, saw him at the stand. My home away from
love
home
Paul.
In New York.
Very funny comedian.
Very funny. Great guest. He actually wanted to say hello to the great Johnny Bench. You remember Johnny from the old days? He's a great guy. So he's going to come on in a couple weeks. I know we always tease these guests, but he'll be out in L.A. And
Mercurio's a great comic.
Wants to come on, and he's down on his Bruins. Everyone's down on everybody.
well, it is weird what's happening.
But not me. Very happy with
you. Got to be happy with your guys. They are really looking good.
Now they've beaten the Rangers 3 in a row. But remember about 6 months ago I said, this is – not 6 months, whatever, around Christmas, when we still had Barzini running the show, before we got Haglund, before we got Daly, I'm like, this is just the worst I've felt as a fan in like 10 years. It seemed like pre-Sid.
You were totally bummed out.
Sullivan comes in.
Got to give it to Sullivan,
man. We gave him the Dio. It was like a bizarro world last week. We gave a Penguins coach the Dio. We gave Yager the skirt of the week. It was but Sullivan came in. They're all forechecking. They're playing. They're playing hockey the way I want to play. The way you want to play hockey.
And we were all down on Sid, but look at him now.
Look at MVP.
He looks like the best player in the league again.
He does. And to quote the great one, he said on the NHL Network last week, the best player in the league is Crosby.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I mean, because they asked him, who do you like? And, you know, he didn't even give it to, he's like, you know, I live in LA. I get to see Kopitar's great. We see Getzlaff and Perry. He had dinner with Ovechkin. He goes, love Ovechkin, but he goes, the number one guy's in Pittsburgh. He goes, Sidney.
Yeah, well, good. You know, and I hate to say it, but I said that earlier. Remember earlier in the year, I kept saying he's still the best player.
I was way down. I was way down, and you know what? And now, who's not playing is my guy. Is Gino's not playing?
Yeah. Well, Gino, will he be back for the playoffs?
Let's say this. Let's say he comes back for the playoffs. Now, and bear with me, guys. We're gonna get to everybody. Seems we're gonna get with Duncan Keith and all that rigmarole.
Yeah, we got that.
We got that coming up. All kinds of stuff. But and a funny thing. But here's my thing with Gino. Right. We're playing great. The top three lines. I mean, Kornhackle, Rust, and our boy Matt Cullen, the 39, the grand old man, if it wasn't for Yogs, playing amazing. Best third line we've had since.
How about that Kornhackle?
And that's what I mean. Him and Rust never sleeps. They're playing great. You gotta love having Phil Kessel. Are you kidding?
Kessel came alive, finally.
I know. And you know what? And people are like, remember, like 3 months ago, everyone's like, oh, you should have kept James Neal. You should have kept James. Let me tell you something. Phil Kessel did more in one game against the Flyers than James Neal. Like, Phil Kessel plays big when it counts in the playoffs and against the Rangers and against the Flyers.
He's looking good.
That's what we
want. He's looking good right now, right now.
Phil, yeah. I love it. But anyway, here's my point. Right now we need to get Dumoulin back because Mata is week to week, and that hurts.
And you need him.
And it was,
Mata's a good player.
My applicator, you're my guy in Detroit. You don't got to hurt Dumoulin. Come on.
Wow.
But here's my thing with Gino, right? Now you say, you have three lines. Benino's playing well with Hagelin, and you got three lines rolling. You insert Gino plays with the fourth line, Affair, who I loved with the Capitals, and he plays with Bo Bennett. Now you're saying, that's ridiculous, that fourth line. Who's going to play in the fourth line? That's the line we were going to say he was going to play with as the second line when the season started. You think Bennett was a second line winger, and you think, oh, Fair can play second line. He's a big guy. He got hands. Add some muscle to Gino's line. So that you thought Kessel was going to play with Sid. So the whole thing is he could play the fourth line. The only problem with that, before people start screaming and emailing me, is that you don't want Gino to play fourth line minutes. And that's the only thing wrong with that.
Right.
You want as many, because you say you want to roll all the lines, but you want Sid and Gino out there the whole
time. You want them out there as much as you can.
The whole time. Yeah. But let's,
you want to go over injuries?
Go ahead.
Just real quick.
We have
injuries going into the playoffs that could impact big time, depending on if they're still out. First of all, Blackhawks, Corey Crawford.
Is he really going to be out at the playoffs?
We don't know. They're hoping to get him back.
Oh, I thought they were just kind of, he's a little bit, a little bit banged up.
They'll probably get him back.
A little banged up, a little bit here, a little bit there.
I don't know where the status is as to where these guys are, if they're ready to come back or not, but these are just some major guys who have been out.
Okay.
Tyler Seguin.
Seguin will be back. Will be back. And if you want me to comment on all these, which I know you do, let me tell you something. Dallas is on a roll.
Yeah. They look good.
Dallas is, all the guys are scoring. Eakins, Eaves,
Ben.
Ben's a man. I mean, he's
a really good player,
yeah,
man.
He's going to play. He's like Superman, too. I mean, he gets off of the South. I mean, love that guy. But Ben's playing. But, Nikushkin's back playing tough. I mean, all the third and fourth line guys are scoring for them, man. Dallas is absolutely on fire. Dallas's only problem is they lose to the crap teams.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
Oh, Fiddler on the Roof scored the other day. Sevier scoring. Like, they're all, I mean, they're playing incredible hockey.
They have a good team.
And Lettinen, it took back over for Niemi.
Like, yeah, how about that?
Dallas smokes Chicago every time they see him. They play great against the LA. They play great against Anaheim. It's always, then they lose to like Arizona and like,
Yeah, it's hard to figure.
Of the world.
It's hard to figure.
Or Calgary or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, you make me.
Well.
No, because I love Lindy Ruff. So Lindy winds him up against Chicago and then they screw the pooch against, against the Calgary. No, it seems like Calgary beats everyone that's good and then can't win a game that matters. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, okay. Well, yeah, just going over a few of the injuries. Halak.
Yeah, Halak. Grice is playing okay. I think Halak is better. I'm always down on Grice because he ripped on Penguin fans. And as a backup goaltender, that's like liquored up kicker. But Berube, their third string guy, is really good on the Islanders. I like Berube. So,
okay, Perron for the Ducks.
I think Perron will be back. But, they also just got Chris Stewart back. I know Perron was playing well, but if Perron, every time I say, Perron will be back.
Yeah, they need him. Steen.
Steen just came back last night.
He's back, right?
Yeah, he made a difference last night.
And they are looking good.
Yeah, what's funny is now they're back to a goalie controversy again. Because now they just had like the second longest streak ever with Elliott and Allen both contributing to no goals anywhere. And for a while, they looked like, it looked like Elliott took it back from Allen. And then Elliott, whatever, he got dinged up or something. And Allen just came in the other night, and he's kept the shutout thing going. So,
man, the Blues are looking good going into the playoffs. And Tereschenko having a banner year.
Another. And he's heating up again.
Yeah.
But, yeah, another goalie controversy. So, you know, and you know what? We'll take our 10-minute break, which Johnny always wants me to do. But I'll leave you with this. Is I would love to see St. Louis win the division and then get knocked out by the new team that I'm not going to pick on anymore.
Okay.
The Minnesota Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? The Avs, you blew it, you blew it, you blew it, you blew it. You're a bunch of choking dogs. Let Zach, the captain's guy, Minnesota, welcome to the dance. You deserve it.
I agree. The Avs folded.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? And they lost 4-0. It could have been 15-0. Verlamov looked like Juan in that. I watched that game. I was like, they got smoked in that game. And then now they come back and whatever, they beat some crap team. I'm sorry, Avalanche. I'm sorry you had McKinnon and Duchesne hurt, but that was an absolute gutter ball.
Well, remember a couple weeks ago we said Avs look like they're going
to... Yeah, and you can't blame Varlamov. You have nothing to blame but yourselves. And Minnesota's playing hard. Zach Parise, you always like Parise.
I'm telling you, one of the best players in the league.
And David Dubnyk, amazing.
Yeah.
So welcome aboard. You're in as far as I'm concerned.
I like the way the Wild's playing.
You're in as far as I'm concerned. And on that note, we'll be back after this.
All right, we're back on Puck Off.
Yes.
Joe Bartnik back in town.
We were talking about injuries and how it affects it. Here's a big one, a very big one. We hope he comes back. The Pittsburgh kid, Vince Trocheck, blocking a shot last night for the Panthers against the Toronto. If there's any game where you say, hey, just let the shot go through.
I know. Especially now, right? Yeah.
And it looked like Yager was upset. My wife was shook up. Like, what happened to Yager? Yager looks
Bless you, Johnny.
Yager looked very upset on the post game. Not only just to lose, but to lose in that fat lose. But Trocheck, I guess he'll be out of a cast in 2 weeks and then should be ready for maybe game two or three. They think maybe game one of the playoffs. I'm not quite sure, but.
Well, you need all your guys.
Yeah, you know, they need him.
Yeah.
Florida could take over that number one spot. So go ahead. Do you still have any injury?
No, there's only the only other one is Mata.
Yeah, Olli Mata, which with Dumoulin getting hurt, we're down a couple D guys. We talked about depends a lot. I want to say this about injuries, though. One of your problems in Detroit is Nick Cronwell doesn't look right.
Yeah.
He's playing hurt. You know, I mean, he's a warrior, that guy. But
tough
he's,
guy,
he's,
yeah.
He's
No, he's not playing his usual
part
game.
Of the fight. And it was funny. I was about to lay the hammer down today on Gustav and saying, where has he been? He scored last night, though.
Finally.
Yeah.
Finally he reappears. Well, we're just playing choppy. And, you know, right now, you got to play your best.
Well, I heard a good point made, and I almost want to know. I don't know who said it, but you know, Dylan Larkin being the star of All Star Weekend, other than John Scott, probably really hurt the Red Wings, because you know, instead of hitting the rookie wall, he could have been on the beach somewhere with maybe some college buddies and just relaxed, as opposed to just more hockey.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't played well since the All-Star break.
No, he hasn't, and he maybe needed that break, you know.
It could have been. You know, off to a great start, has a lot of upside for the future, of course.
Yeah.
But, yeah, didn't have a great second half.
Tatar is medium season. You know, we talked about Gustav Helm has slowed down. Alv Decatur, heart and soul, but making some dumb mistakes.
Yeah.
I think the D is showing itself to be what the D is.
Well, you're probably right. And then also, even the Witch, who we love, had a bad game last night.
You watched last night's game? I saw some of it against Montreal. I didn't watch all of it.
Well, we needed to win that game.
Yeah, and you're saying the witch had to be,
I just think
be
lately,
more witchy.
Yeah.
Well, I have a couple great... I kind of like our new thing. After the tweets, we have kind of a crazy stat that jumps at you. Well, I'll tease this now. I have a crazy stat about the witch in the game against the Penguins.
And, okay.
You won't like it.
I don't, I don't like what's happening already.
No. I'll tell you, I heard something. You know, what's funny is I'm going to be in Canada this weekend and next week with the great Bill Burr.
Oh, that's going to be awesome, man.
Playing hockey arenas. I heard this great joke.
Canadians, get out there and see that show.
Yeah, Canadians, everybody. So I heard a funny thing said by the great Seth Rohrabaugh at Empty Netter's blog for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He said, maybe the Canadian teams can have their own little NIT.
It's pretty funny.
Since none of them will be, don't throw batteries at me.
Yeah,
in Ottawa. But
well, you know what? First of all, you'll love those fans.
Oh,
I played up there with Russell Peters, the best fans.
Canadian
comedy fans, they are the best.
Canadian people in general are pretty much the best.
Yeah,
you can't
beat
Crown Royal in hockey.
No, you really can't.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's. That's wild.
I think that, yeah. Well, now they're all giving up, too. I mean, I guess they can't. But now they're not even... The only teams playing hard are the teams that play the Red Wings.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Every other organization's put every remotely guy with a headache. He's out for the rest of the season.
Well, the Habs have had a terrible season, but not against us.
Yeah, well, Therrien is never going to lay down.
Yeah.
I usually don't go to this, but, you know, really, Mrazek, not good.
No.
And they're pulling him, and Blashill's worried now. I mean, it's a bad look for him. So he's putting in Howard right away. Earlier, it used to be four girls. Now after three, now after two, he put in Howard last night. And Howard isn't stopping anything either.
No, they both look bad.
Mrazek looks like he's guessing.
Well, yeah, he's a little lost.
And as a goaltender, you know.
No, you can't be lost.
You can't be guessing. So now I ask you, as Detroit Red Wing fan number one, hockey guru, a goaltending savant, who do you ride down the stretch?
Got to go Mrazek. I know he's not playing great right now, but I just think Howard is too hot and cold. You know, he just hits those stretches where he can't do anything. I guess you got to go Mrazek, but both of them are off right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he kind of wanted to beat Buffalo 5-0, not just squeak by them. And then, you know, then get Mrazek happy or whatever the case, get him okay.
Yeah, you need a little confidence going in the
playoffs. Yeah, because I don't know. I was the guy that was, I'm a big Mrazek fan, but I was almost kind of like, maybe let Howard start a game and see if he can rekindle something, at least maybe just a steadier
hand. Well, remember, they tried that.
Steadier hand.
They tried that earlier in the year, and he played good for a couple games, and then he lost it.
Yeah, you need a couple games.
He's streaky.
You need a couple games, though.
I know. Right now, you're right.
I'm not trying to laugh, Detroit.
No, you're right. Right now, we need to win.
Yeah. Speaking of teams that need to win, but who cares? I love it. You see Tortorella went crazy the other night.
Yeah.
He's like, we stink this situation. We stink that situation. Yeah, Tortorella, you stink. I mean, he made Columbus almost worse. They're not even playing good at the end like they usually do.
No, he had a little run there for a minute, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, he's like defending Jared Bowl. We'll get into that at the awards, but, you know, come on. He puts Jared Bowl is like has as many skills as what's his name, the redheaded Mexican guy that we hate,
Rafi.
Yeah, Rafi. He has a skill as that. He's putting Jared Bowl in the ice. Give me a break, Twitter. You deserve everything. It happens to you. One thing is because the Devils fans like let's talk about the Devils enough anymore. And I go, I know I feel bad. I feel like we lose half of Western Canada, but I'm sorry that they're not in the playoffs.
Well, Devils had a good year.
Last week we had to talk about their 6'8 guy who I saw in warmups walking through. They showed him how big he is, but he hasn't fought.
I love that guy.
He hasn't fought yet, so we're going to see him drop the gloves. But
no one can reach him.
Do something.
No one can reach him with a punch.
Yeah, he looked good. He looked good, you know, walking through the soccer game, but beginning. But I got to say that Wedgwood, the New Jersey's goaltender, looks looks amazing. Like, you know, and maybe trade bait if you're going to keep Schneider, right? Because, I mean, Schneider was looking like the MVP. Schneider was in Vezina competition until he got hurt.
Yeah, that's right.
And now, I mean, Wedge was the only goalie that stopped the Penguins in about the last month and a half. And he shut us down.
You know, they have I don't think they're not obviously going to get in, but they had a pretty good year.
I actually thought they'd be about where they were at.
But they look good.
Right. Exactly. Doing it by winning games and 5-4 and losing them 4-3 as opposed to doing it, winning them 1-0 and losing them 2-0.
But I think they built for the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And Shiro's, you know, done a nice job over there. He's got all those expendables. And now you know that Ruben Kincaid will be on the waiver wire. He'll be exposed for the entry draft.
I look
draft.
For the Devils to have a good team for the next couple of years, though.
That we, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, the last thing Schneider wants is a goalie platoon. He just left that in Vancouver.
Yeah, right.
But you know, it gives him trade. It gives him bait to maybe go get somebody, you know. I mean, because now Kovalev's not coming back. He's going to play in China.
Really?
Kovalev's going to play on the moon when they get a team up there.
Yeah, right. He'll go anywhere.
He'll go anywhere for money.
Wow.
I mean, you got to be kidding me. But, but just a shout-out to the Devils.
I like the Devils.
For the future, I
really think.
I like it because they have all those guys, these kind of guys that always get kind of, you know, the Paul Marys, all those guys, and they play hard. They're professional hockey players.
Yeah, they come out and play.
They come out and play, you know. Yeah. So it keeps everybody honest. They're not laying down like Western. I guess Calgary's not laying down. Okay, Calgary beat us.
Well, Calgary waits to beat the good teams.
Yeah, they do. Johnny Hockey only wants to be in the first half of NHL tonight.
Yeah.
When they're playing Arizona, and they know they're not going to be on until after the,
Johnny doesn't show up. Yeah. He wants the highlights.
He wants the highlight reel. Now the Chicago Blackhawks got Kruger back, but now they may be missing Duncan Keith for a really long time.
Well, this thing that happened last night.
What did you on Charlie Coyle?
On Coyle.
After Minnesota swept the season series.
Can you believe that?
Yes. Another reason why
I'm
taking my foot off the neck of the Wild. Because now this is the first time they've been swept by more than four games since 1936.
Is that really?
Yeah, because the Bruins went 6-0 against them in 36.
Wow.
That's even pre-original six era. That's still when, like, the Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Punxsutawney, Allentown, Flyer, Pirate, whatever. That league,
yeah, yeah.
36 is like, I mean, that's, you know, that predates.
That's pretty weird.
That's chicken wire.
Well, people are saying, well, is Chicago in trouble going into the playoffs? You know, they've lost a bunch of games lately. Somebody reminded me that last year, going into the playoffs, they lost, I think, their last four games or something. They had a rocky first round against the Predators, and then they switched goaltenders, and then they came on and won it all. So, you know,
I agree with you. I don't think they're done by any means. And a point that I wanted to make last week, which I didn't do, and it's one of those things. As soon as we get off the air and Johnny says his goodbyes, I'm like, that's what I wanted to say. Teuvo Teravainen has got to wake up. Because remember last year, the only thing that made the Saad trade almost seem sensible was, Teravainen was absolutely amazing. Maybe he'll step in and be Brandon Saad. And he has not shown up at all this year.
No,
you know, so maybe he'll wake up. Fleischman's actually scoring. I mean, the defense, I mean, you know, I'm not as down on them as we have guys in some of our big fans in Chicago email me and text me and you know, Twitter. Oh, they're like, the D's awful and blah, 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 blah. And it was great the other night against Erhoff was terrible. People were like, Joe Bartnick in L.A. knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, that's, you know, Stevie Wonder knows that.
We all know
Erhoff's
that.
Erhoff's terrible.
Yeah, come on.
But, you know, I'm not down on Van Riemsdyk. Rundblad's a big dude. Rundblad, just get in the way. I mean, just... I think it's all going to come together, or, you know, and not to, this doesn't make a good talk show, or not, but now they won 3 out of 6. It's, well, no, it's no crime to,
yeah,
have an off, you know, to have an off, to have the cylinders not cranking up 1 year.
Well, look what happened last year. They really kind of, the last couple weeks, hobbled into the playoffs, and then they took over, you know, which is what they like to do. They do have some bright spots. I think that rookie had an amazing season.
Yeah, Panarin slowed down, he slowed down
got like 25
bit.
Goals.
Yeah, I mean, Anisimov Panarin, K-Line slowed down a little bit, but maybe they're just going to recharge. The playoffs are starting all over. Everyone's fresh.
Now, what's happening with Duncan Keith after last night?
That's what I was going to say. That's kind of the point that I wanted you to more touch on, is what do you think should happen? And what did you think about the whole hit?
That's a nasty slash.
Yeah.
And it's surprising from him. You know, he's a pretty, he's a hard-nosed player, but he's pretty clean usually. I didn't quite.
Usually.
Yeah.
He does have a history of doing some kind of rotten things. You know, I think it's, what I found it was so stunning was, like, he should go train under Bobby Clark. He should have went to Flyers training
to learn,
you know,
how to do,
I
those.
Mean, that's a Claude. Yeah. That's a Claude Giroux classic. As you're, he did that. Waiting next, he did that. Let me think about it, and then slash.
Yeah,
you got to do the Claude Giroux. Oh, someone hit me. Let me just turn around and swing my stick as I'm going down. I mean, that's such. I mean, John Tortorella teaches that the first day of.
You know. Yeah, you got to go in slashing 101.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean. It's just they waited that extra second. That's what made it look horrific. Because don't tell me that everyone, and he used it the full. He went forehand.
No, he teed off.
You got to go backhand.
So. Obvious, yeah. Right? Yeah, too obvious.
That's what I mean, right? I mean,
yeah, yeah. You know, it's weird. We were talking last night after I work with Norm MacDonald.
No. Oh.
Talk about funny Canadians.
Yeah.
That guy is one.
He knows his hockey.
Oh,
too.
Man, he does. And we were talking hockey after the show. And we were talking. Somehow we got onto that thing with Terrible Ted Green years ago with Wayne Mackey.
Yeah.
And remember Mackey, Terrible Ted Green, everyone in the league was afraid of.
Yeah, well, and it was terrible.
He teed off on him with an unbelievable slash that kind of looked like the Duncan Keith slash.
Right.
Only a little worse.
Yeah.
And that ruined Green's career.
Yeah.
You know, those things are dangerous.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he has to be knocked out the rest of the regular season. I mean, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't let. But anyone who thinks that he should be out a playoff game for that is.
You got to bring him back for playoffs.
Yeah, you're not. You know, come on now.
Yeah.
But I just think it was funny that he. Not funny. I think that it's just. You know, so many players do that. So many players make, but they don't wait that extra second. You got to just do it as it's happening.
Really
is a Claude. And you know, Tommy.
Claude's great at it.
Send your letters, but, you know, come on. Claude Giroux does it every game. As soon as someone touches him, he swings a stick backwards at their face. You know, and well, that's a Tortorella. I mean, that's taught by Tortorella. I think it is kids' camp.
Well, yeah, you know.
I mean, that's just hockey.
The guys
that's
who
old
are the
school. That's old.
Well,
school
look at how
101.
Look at how. How used to get back at everyone. He never let anything slide, but he'd get back at you later.
Right. Well, that
he'd
that,
wait. He'd wait until he had a. You know.
Yeah. I mean. I'm not condoning what he did by any means, but I just think so many players do the same things. They just do it a little slyer.
Yeah,
they do it with they do it on their backhand with one hand.
No, he telegraphed
not,
it.
Not, yeah,
he telegraphed it.
He was on. He looked like he was on the seventh tee.
So you say keep him out, but bring him back for playoffs.
Yeah, bring him back for, you know, fine him extra or he can't.
What is it now? Have you seen what he got?
No, he's getting an in person hearing.
Oh, okay.
And those are usually for the Rafi Torres and the Matt Cooks of the world.
Yeah,
usually,
yeah.
Usually they
yeah.
just give the if you're Duncan Keith, you usually get to make a phone call.
Well, bad time to lose him.
Yeah, a real bad time. It's because now they're saying that they might actually fall down to fourth.
Wow.
If they lose him and the way they're going. And then imagine they fall down to fourth, and then guess who they play then?
They would
fall into the LA Kings.
Oh, they would play Kings. Oh, wow. Oh, man, what an opening round.
Or even funnier is...
Right now, they would play Blues.
Okay, I don't...
If they started today...
Well, who has more points, the Kings or the Blues?
Kings.
Okay, then they would play the Blues, yeah. Okay.
So I think, yeah. And,
I take that back. I'm speaking of the... Because because they would have to fall down to the... the Blues, because they would play the Kings, because they would only fall to the first wild card. They wouldn't fall back to Minnesota. They would just fall back to the Predators.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so that was my mistake. But it'd be funny if they fell back to the Kings, and then because the Blues are going to get the Minnesota team probably if they're in first overall. But wouldn't it be funny if they fell back not to the Kings, but to Barbecue Bruce?
Wow. Yeah.
And Barbecue Bruce has to make a decision on who his goaltender is going to be game one.
Oh, man. Always a dilemma for Bruce.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Well, if it started today, playoffs started today, it'd be Kings Preds.
Okay. Because the Kings are the Kings would get the number, whoever's number one overall in the West would get the last wild
card. And that's probably going to be Predators wild card. Oh, they get the last one.
Yeah, they get Minnesota.
They get Minnesota, right.
Right.
Okay, so Kings, Minnesota.
Right.
Okay, and then Duck Sharks. Right. And then...
Now, let's talk about the Sharks a little bit.
Okay.
I think they're all coming together.
They're on a roll. I watched them last night. They look great.
They're looking great. And, I mean, your boy Hurdle, Donaskal, they're playing as a team, you know.
They look good last night.
Yeah. You can't be Burns and Thornton. Thornton's playing like he's going to do something this year.
They got a loaded team, man.
Yeah, I like their. Me and Young Legs, Donaskal. I think he's going to make a difference on that team. I really do. Pulock, solid pickup, man. I know his nose was broke. He can't fight his own fights, but I hate Michael Haley. I really wish after they let Nurse and Haley go, I really wish Cassian or someone would have taken him out of the woodshed. Haley's such a bum. Haley is just AHL trash. He gets called up because, you know, Pulock couldn't fight his fight. They had to have redemption against Nurse. That'll be in the awards. But, you know, they had to, and Pulock has a broken nose, so he couldn't fight. But Haley is it. And then Haley's in Roussel's face. Like, I wish Roussel, I probably said in French, go back to the AHL. Like, just a dirtbag. I can't, and I know you're thinking, well, Bardic, you guys call up, you know, Sestito from, yeah, I know we did, but, you know, Sestito is 6'5 and, you know, 280, you know, Haley's like 5'11 and 200 and just, I don't know, like, Haley's not a deterrent whatsoever, he's just going to fight, but, you know, whatever, the world has to have knuckle draggers too, I guess.
Yep. All right, I had a question for you.
Yes, sir.
If the Blues do wind up playing the Blackhawks, who do you like in that series?
That's the other scenario. If they're in the first round and they're in disarray, the Blackhawks, and say it's Keith's first game back, and they're in free fall, maybe the Blues. In seven, maybe the Blues. If it's in the second round and Duncan Keith had a nice 2-week rest and he's going to play 35 minutes a game and Panarin's rolling again, the bread man and Kane are on a roll and Taves is back and I'll take Chicago all day long.
Yeah. I would take Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the Blues have had an amazing year again and they're hot right now.
They're very hot.
Yeah.
You got Backus scoring. You got Stastny scoring.
They look good.
Stastny scoring. Wait, where is he? I forgot they even had Stastny for a while. You know, their big pickup that's coming through for them is Brouwer from the Capitals. So we'll see if he can.
Look good, man.
He can keep it up. They got Perrieco. Their goaltending has been amazing. I mean, that's so. But, you know, their goaltending, usually the first thing that goes. when it's the bright lights and the big city and the big stage of the playoffs.
Yeah, that's right.
Then all of a sudden, they're always looking at Patty Kane and they get a little scared. They're going to buy a dog.
El Foldo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Happens almost every year. And usually the opposite for the Blackhawks. They usually come on.
Yeah, they usually come on. So we'll see. I mean, I'll tell you what. I like Darling, but I don't know. Starting the playoffs with
do they get Crawford back in time?
I thought they were supposed to. I didn't hear Joel speak. I saw Joel with his head down behind the bench and he was going to cry. I haven't heard him speak in a while. I'm sure he's not pleased. And I'll tell you who looks good though for them is Hossa looks like he got a step back. Hossa looks like he's playing well. Apparently the defense has really been porous. I know Seabrook didn't play last night. He's probably been banged up. I mean, just rest everybody now. Who cares?
Yeah,
they literally clinched. So
yeah,
rest everybody and come out in the playoffs. I'll tell you who I honestly wouldn't want to play Minnesota right now.
Minnesota looks good now, don't they? Yeah.
The guy, they sat Vanek for a while, but he's playing again. But I like Granlund. I like Parise. Palmerville's kicked it up. I've always liked Niederreiter. But this kid, Eric Halla back, y'all. killing it.
Yeah.
Center for them. Scoring big goals. You got to score the big goals. And that's what really matters. And Dumba stepped up physically. He's fighting people. He's hitting people. Dumba's really upped his game, upped his edge, his battle level. That's what they need on the blue line. Not a bunch of vanilla guys. You know what I mean?
They
need to up that level. So I like that. And you know what? You can't beat Dubs. Devin
Dubs is awesome, man.
Dubs is playing hard, having fun, a little shacking them.
Yeah. I'm impressed with Minnesota right now.
Yeah. It is really a shootout. I mean, not a shootout, whatever. It's whatever the term is.
Playoffs are going to be interesting, man.
Yeah.
They really are.
I like how Anaheim got Stewart back. And they got Lindholm back the other day.
And who does the Wild open with? Kings?
Well, the Wild would open with, I don't know. I can't read that far away.
It must be, is it Stars?
See, I don't know about doing these because it could change tomorrow. That's what people listen.
Right.
I'm not quite sure. But, what I like is the, Anaheim got Vatanen back. And that's huge. Sammy Vatanen. I mean,
how do the Ducks look to you right now?
I think they're playing really well, and they're laying back a little bit. You know, they're laying back a little bit. They're not full steam ahead. Because let's face it, they went full steam ahead when they were on the outside looking in.
And they did.
And they came through, and they caught the Kings.
Yep.
And they kind of took the foot off the brake a little bit. And now it's time, you know, I know they missed Kessler for a couple days. And now he's back, but they're gonna have Stewart back. Silverberg is on fire. I love that guy.
That guy's a great player.
That guy could play on my team any day.
Yeah.
And Raquel, I mean, I'll tell you what, their second line or whatever the line with Raquel and Perry can play with anybody. And the McGinn pickup, super key from Buffalo. I always like.
Yeah, that was a good pickup.
Always like Patrick Maroon, but McGinn. Shrewd, you know, the only thing they can bring him down is a goalie controversy.
And you know what's coming.
And it's coming.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to, yep.
I mean.
Because you're right, because otherwise they're playing solid.
Yeah, and so are the Sharks. That's why it is going to be.
Oh, man, Sharks-Ducks would be an unbelievable series.
The funniest thing of all is literally like you play all season not to have to play the San Jose Sharks in round one, right?
Yeah.
As the most horrifying, it's like a horror movie where the end of one is you win, right? It's like, okay, we won the regular season, we passed the Ducks, we don't have to play the Sharks in round one.
Yeah.
You open the door, and there's Patrick Kane in the Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah.
Sitting in the wild card. I mean, that's, you know. I mean, that's it. Could I mean, Dowdy's going to have to play 40. He's going to have to play 50 minutes.
There's no easy route.
Dowdy's still on fire. Luch is on fire.
Yeah.
Vinny LeCavalier the other night with all the goals. I mean,
hey, listen, I still think Kings have a real good shot to win it all.
I think they do too. Scott, I mean, Scott's is playing like a man possessed right now.
Yeah, that was huge for them.
He's playing great. They're missing the Versteeg though. Versteeg got banged up a little bit.
Hopefully he'll be back.
Now, who am I thinking? If I think of Versteeg, I'm losing my mind.
No, you mentioned Vinny. Yeah, Versteeg.
Okay. He's a king now. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, jeez. I'm like, yeah, you know, he's either him or Gavrik has to come back.
Gavrik is back.
Okay, thank you. I missed the last game.
No, I don't know if he is. I was asking.
Oh, okay. Now we select the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's back yet. I did not see the last game. I'm not as up to date on my Kings as I usually am.
We got to get Gavrik back.
Well, for the cut. Well, you know, the problem with the NHL, not the problem. The best thing about the NHL nowadays is it's as much as we love the 1/8s. I prefer that format, honestly. The 1/8s and the is used to be okay. You say okay, well, you get past Minnesota. No offense, Minnesota, whatever. You get past Minnesota, and then you get Gavrik back for the round two. Now it's like you're round one's the Ducks or the Sharks. You know, there's no taking round one off. I mean, like the Capitals, like you know, they might be the only ones that have maybe a round off if they get a real just barely made it in Philly or a really hurt Detroit,
and that's who they're going to get.
Yeah, you know. But other than that, you know, who's taking Florida's not taking round one off.
No,
they're either getting the Bees or Tampa Bay.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, no one's. You know, the Rangers, the Penguins, the Islanders, they're not taking round one off.
No,
St. Louis, the Stars are not taking round one off. I'll tell you, I really like the way the Stars are playing right now. If I had
Stars look good, don't they? Yeah. Give
Johnny Bench some cash because he's Mr. Vegas.
Oh yeah, this guy is wheeling and dealing when he's in Vegas.
He's in Vegas. We have to
all the pit bosses know him, man.
Yeah, really.
I walked through the casino with him. They were like, "There he is."
He's like the new Sinatra.
Yeah,
in Vegas.
He's big.
But because I'll tell you, whatever the Stars are, they're probably like 12-1, 16-1. I don't know. Lettinen gets hot. Because if someone knocks off the Blackhawks or even them, it's wide open out west. And I know the Kings are tough. The Kings are tough. The Ducks are tough. But the Stars play those teams well.
Well,
and they play the Blackhawks well.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know, I think if somehow
that could be a sleeper.
I think if somehow the Stars can only have to play one of the three, let's say the three big boys, Anaheim, Chicago and the Kings. If the Stars only have to play one of those before they have to play the East,
okay.
Pretty good odds.
Yeah.
Pretty good odds.
Well, they are playing well. You're right about that.
And I tell you what, they got the muscle and they got the beef to play the Capitals in a 7-game series.
Yeah, they do. No, you're right.
You know, I mean, they're not as big, not as tough. Nobody really is. Maybe the Kings are, but you know. They can skate, they can fly, and you get Sagan and Bennell.
If they get Sagan back,
they are going to get Sagan.
Well, then look out. But you're right. They could be a real sleeper. I still see the Kings winning it all in the West.
You stood by them since.
That's what I'm saying.
Stand by them. All right, we're going to take a break. Mega awards and some mega stats, and Johnny Bench with some more interesting updates after this.
After this. All right, we're back on Puck Off. Fraser Smith here, Joe Bartnick over there, and it's time for awards, Joe.
Awards, awards, awards. You know what? We'll let Johnny do the fantasy on the Twitter.
Fantasy update.
Does he have good news to report, Mr. Bench?
Still behind you.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
Is Keith still in the front there?
Swedish Hammer still number one. Stolstash is number two. Claude Lemieux's hat trick is number three. You are still above me by 9 points, and I'm in ninth.
Oh, look at that. So right. Secure in eighth.
Yeah.
Secure in top eight. There you go. Top eight.
You're looking good.
Johnny's on the outside of the bubble looking in. Dear Mr. Fantasy, is Johnny going to catch me?
I'm coming for you.
That could be a fantasy.
All right. We have some fun awards this week. All right. Now, we have no Marios, no Claudes.
What about the dirt ball?
We got two dirt balls. We have one kind of fun and one just a D move. The first for the fun one, our old buddy Patrick Maroon, who's now of the Edmonton Oilers. You know how the Ducks do this thing where they keep the puck after they win?
Right.
Maroon just took the puck and left.
Oh, come on.
And then Chris Stewart was chasing after him, and there was like a big brouhaha.
Well, that was wrong.
Yeah, but it's kind of funny because it is kind of just like, it's one of those things where, you know, it's just kind of classless but kind of childish they do it. It's just, the whole thing is kind of funny. But I love Chris Stewart. He went after him with a face shield. Like, you know.
Right.
Which in retrospect is really stupid because if Maroon would have just suckered him, what's Maroon doing? He's golfing in 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Chris Stewart needs to be playing for the Ducks.
You're right. That was kind of, all right. Dirt ball, what do you think?
So, well, here's my dirt ball right here. Bill Lindsay on the NHL Network. First of all, you're saying, Bill Lindsay, who's that? Yes, exactly. It's not Ted Lindsay. It's Bill Lindsay.
Big difference.
When they were talking about Jágr and his career assists, right? He goes, yeah, and you know, well, all those ones that Mario got back in the 80s, there was no instant replay. So he would be on the bench and they'd announce him as getting an assist. And he goes, and they did that in Edmonton too.
Oh, come on, Lindsay.
Bill Lindsay.
Who are you?
Who the hell are you?
Come on, Lindsay.
Come on. Hey, I'm not saying that maybe Super Mario or the Great One didn't once in a while, maybe, you know, once or twice a year, maybe get a phantom assist.
Sure, but Lindsay shouldn't be calling him out. Are you kidding me?
Bill Lindsay have 10 career points? I mean, I'm only 10 away from catching Bill Lindsay.
Well, he did that in Edmonton, too. Yeah, get out of here, Lindsay. He's our dirt ball.
What a dirt ball move.
Yeah.
Just a dirt ball.
Oh, we missed it. How about the Howie Award? The Howie Young Award.
I know someone played a trick, but did you see when Kopitar went to drink the water and the lid came off and it went all over him?
Yeah, I saw that. That's a Howie winner.
That's a Howie move, right?
Yeah.
I know who did it to him because they were losing. So and Luch didn't even crack a smile. Luch just stood there like Luch, just like, I will kill you.
That's how a top practical joker operates.
Yeah. So he just put a whole boy, and they were losing. The whole thing went all over, and Coburn just had to look on his face like, really?
All right, he's the Howie Award.
Yeah,
winner.
He's the Howie Award. That was on the bottom of my page.
I like it.
Okay.
All right, how about Skirt of the Week?
Two skirts here. One, Jake Gartner on the power play lets our boy Ryan Garbutt, another guy playing well for Anaheim, just absolutely just like take the puck off him and just score shorthanded. Jake Gartner, you're playing for a contract. You want to impress Babcock. You'll be back in the AHL. What are you doing?
That's crazy.
But, you know, since it is Toronto, and I know I'm going to be there in a week, but, you know, let's talk about guys that matter. Orlov, great young defenseman for Washington, tried to one hand stop Valery Tarasenko.
What?
Vladimir Tarasenko.
You can't do it.
He's a good young defenseman. We love him. Big upside. But most of the league can't stop Tarasenko with two hands grabbing him.
Yeah, that was.
That's poor. Okay, here we go.
Who gets the skirt?
Well, it's up to you.
All right, I'm going with Orloff.
There you go.
Yeah.
One of here's we have some good ones now. Oh, I just love the music for this one. The Ronnie James Dio Award.
Gotta love it.
The man on the silver mountain. I could give it to Sullivan again this week, but I won't.
He could win it, though.
And I could give it to Nazem Kadri, who got a hat trick against our boys in Florida, the Florida Panthers.
Yep.
But no, because who cares about Nazem Kadri? We got to give it to the man, the captain's hero, Zach Parise.
My boy.
The Mad Hatter against the shutting down. There's a spoiling Calgary Flame. Johnny Hockey was looking to spoil that parade.
Wasn't going
to
happen.
Not going to happen.
Not when Zach's in the house.
Not when Zach's in the house. So.
All right, beautiful. I love seeing him win that.
Now, here we go.
Bobby Probert.
The Bobby Probert. Now, you know Bobby's looking down from heaven, happy about this one. Because we got to give it to the great Chris Neal with because he's a true old school goon with skills. Just like Bobby, and you know he's had such a didn't really do much this year, but now he's playing hard. We love to see it. He fought Clayton Stoner and an old school let him go heavyweight. Everyone's throwing hammers. Just it was fabulous. It was just a great old. It's why there's hockeyfights.com because of men like Chris Neal and fights like that. He put one. He put the biscuit in the basket against the Ducks.
Sweet. Great Chris stuff. Neal.
Chris Neal, tap of the stick. The
button there you go. Bear. Absolutely. All right. How about the save of the week? Oh, I got to say. I'm going to pick it without even looking.
Okay.
I mean, there were some good saves. We might as well talk about them. Dubs had a great save on down.
We call him Dubs. We love him. Devin Dubnyk of the Minnesota Wild. He basically stopped three Kings at one time. Dowd came down, hit one off his pads. Shore had a chance at the rebound, kind of scribbled it. It kicked out off one of his guys. And then Muzzin was going to bury it, and Dubs jumped back, old school, like glove out, just the Superman save. An incredible save.
Pretty awesome, and he is playing well, as we pointed out earlier.
Pretty awesome. You had the great Jake Allen to keeping the shutout streak alive against Alex Ovechkin, a big-time save. You had Quick, Johnny Quick, our boy, stopping a 2-on-1. Logan Couture, another guy playing great for the Sharks. Tommy Wingle sets him up perfectly. Quick made with like the reverse angel up in the air.
That's my pick right there because nobody that was acrobatic.
It was a great save.
You're only going to see a guy like that who can make that save.
Great save. That's your pick, but just as a. As also receiving votes, I got to put in last night, my man, the great backup, Matt Murray of your Pittsburgh Penguins, stopping Jack Eichel, all day, coming down. The OT on the breakaway, saving the point, getting us 2 points, keeping us right next to the Rangers. I mean, big time. The kid gave up three in the first period. He's got nuts of stone. He's got stones.
Yeah,
those are two big points. You don't want to lose two big points to Buffalo.
You know, those were important saves, no question. But I got to go with Quickie. I haven't seen a save like that in a long time.
You're going with Quickie. I get it.
Not just because that's our boy and that's our team.
That was a great ridiculous save.
Yeah.
Ridiculous save.
Come on.
Okay, now we got the some epic. It's an epic. You know what? If you're listening now and you got to get out of your car, whatever you're doing, you might want to pause it now because you want to have these next 5 minutes of goons are going to be worth all your time and effort.
A lot of goons.
A lot of goons this week. A lot of great ones.
Yeah.
Great ones. TNT. I'm dynamite. TNT. I'll win the fight. TNT. I'm a power. TNT. Watch me explode. Here we are.
Here we are.
Goons. First, we have Jarrett Bull. A guy with about as much skill as Jack Haley of the Sharks, but he did absolutely destroy Balamar, however you pronounce that third liner's name in Philly. He did the old school. I'm gonna crush him and just throw my gloves off instantly.
Right.
Like, I know this is cheap, but who cares? I'm gonna do it. And then Tortorella tried to defend him. Like only Tortorella to defend him.
Of course.
But we have our old buddy Tanner Glass, not related to Todd Glass, versus Matt Bolesky, an old Ranger Bruin tilt. We love those. There's the Haley versus Nurse. You know what? Haley didn't even do that good of a job against Nurse. Nurse came up good.
Right.
Then we have the Witch with the, hey, Chris Kunitz isn't looking. I'm going to hit him. From someone who used to wear someone who's won multiple Lady Bings. Not a good look for Mr.
No, Patsy. It didn't look good.
Mr. Lady Bing.
Yeah, that wasn't cool.
To knock Chris Kunitz out, too, is... you're trying.
Very unwitch-like.
Unwitch-like. Another guy I love, Abdulkader, just ramming Dumoulin's face in the wall. And Dumoulin didn't miss a game all year. He was our number 3-4 defenseman. Now he's out. Concussion. No good, Abdulkader. Not a good thing. Then we had our boy Dominic Roussel got hit by Pollock, then hit by Wingles, then got hit by Burns all in about 3 seconds. Then he fought Wingles, and then of course Haley has to come in like, "Why don't you fight me, Haley? Sit down." We just love Dominic Roussel, and I always say his name's Dominic Roussel. It's Antoine Roussel. Dominic was a chick goaltender. That's for all the fans out there that laugh at that. We have our boy, the guy, the James Bond villain, Radek Gudas of the Flyers. Absolutely cheap shot. May end Shane Doan's career because he may have been retiring.
Wow.
Just a total cheap shot against Shane Doan. Now, so when you say the old, you know, you say it's like, you know, someone takes out your captain, what do? You go after their captain.
Yep.
Mr. Hansel of the Arizona Coyotes went after the Flyers captain, Claude Giroux, and crushed him into the boards. So you talk about...
I know you like that.
Hansel, as I call that, doing the Lord's work. Just absolutely. But you know what? And it's not like, you go after a team, you cheap shot someone's captain, that's what happens.
That's
to
code.
Captain.
That's code.
That's old school hockey. You love that. Martin Hansel, tap of the stick.
Yep.
We already talked about Stoner and Mr. Neal. Same game. Our old buddy, the kid who helped Canada win the Junior World Champs, Curtis Lazar, taking on big Corey Perry. Lazar is a middleweight. I love Curtis Lazar. He can come play on my team any day. We had Luch fought Maroon.
Yeah, how about
He's a Maroon. Anytime Luch wants to dance, he makes Goon of the Week. We had Big Buff doing the Lord's work. Shen from the Flyers tried to run him. Buff said, this is Big Buff.
No.
It just, when you see that, you're like, why could not you be a Penguin Buff? I mean, it was the ultimate.
You love that, yeah.
The ultimate and the tap of the stick. The grand old man, Iggy, dropping him against Barrett Jackman. You love seeing Iggy still.
Iggy can always fight.
Iggy's still dancing.
Yeah.
Your vote, sir.
You know who I'm voting for. I'm going with Buff. I'm going to back you up on that.
Big Buff. Yeah, it's just great to see Big Buff. Now, I know where Big Buff doesn't take the rest of the season off with a with a pinky swollen. Like they're going to send him now. Buff's playing.
He's
hard,
out there playing, yeah.
Playing hard, having fun. We'll be back with Johnny Bench, the tweets, and some really great stats. You'd love to hear.
All right, we're back on Puck Off, and it's time for, what is it time for? Tweets.
It's time for the tweets. First one is from Richard Hubbs. He says, I made the finals in my fantasy league. Thanks for advice of what not to do.
Wow, Hubbs.
Well, taking shots. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Come on, buddy. Come
on. He did add a smiley face.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there you go. That's like the old stick in the nuts. It's like Luch, a little stick in the nuts and a smile and the handshake line.
Then you tag on the smiley face. Well, congratulations.
Congratulations for making the dance. I guess he's not in Canada. Ooh.
Whoa.
They'll be throwing batteries at me at Sudbury Arena.
You're in trouble in Sudbury. Of course, you're in trouble there anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Ken Kallenbach, he says, now we see Erhoff was great in each game until today. Real bad this game. Bad passes. Caught deep. Doubt he plays again.
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
I wouldn't play Erhoff. I'd play 5D. I would never play Erhoff.
Well, we've said it all along.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if Johnny's going to mention, but a couple people tweeted me, maybe just to me, that like, oh, look, Erhoff's terrible, and that Joe Bartnick was right all these years. not to pat myself on the back.
You haven't just started saying it.
Yeah, no, Erhoff's garbage. I can't believe the Kings signed him. They got rid of. Stan Bowman. Someone might have actually put a Mickey in Stan Bowman.
Yeah, you think he was maybe drugged?
I don't know when he made that deal.
Usually, he wouldn't make a bad deal.
No, I mean, I don't know what he did. I don't know.
That's weird. That is weird.
All right, next one is from Chris Frost. He says, you may need a category for assists of the week. Gorgeous pass around the D-man.
Who was the best assist I saw all week, I even slow-moed it for my daughter, was the Phil Kessel. He lifted it up and it laid flat right for Haglin against the Rangers. It was against Detroit, actually.
You know who had a nice assist last night was in your game on that shorthanded goal, first shorthanded goal.
Kuhnhackl?
Yeah.
Kuhnhackl had a good assist.
Really nice assist.
I'll tell you one thing. I didn't mention it earlier, and I should have. Was against us, you know? Our guy, double A, that Anders Athanasio.
Yeah.
He scored the first goal against us. It was 1-0 Detroit. He had the least amount of ice time as anybody in that game.
Well, I don't understand that.
He's the only guy. He's one of the only guys on running all cylinders.
And he's got super talent
on that team. I would be playing him more than almost anybody.
I don't get why they are saving him.
Yeah, I don't either. I wanted to say that before.
Get him back out there.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Josh King says, how about the Sharks versus Kings game? It was great, and I am going to have trouble with this name. I had trouble with it before, so help me out, Joe. Le Cavalier?
Le Cavalier. Vinny Le Cavalier.
Yeah. Okay, I can say it if I, pronounce it super slow. Had a night. The Flyers could have used him.
Well, yeah. Vinny's played well for the Kings.
Well, he scored. I mean, it was a great game to watch. I mean, the Sharks beat the Kings. Got a little monkey off their back a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's never revenge in the regular season for what you do to somebody in the playoffs.
That's true.
People say that, but it's never... Vinny scored both the goals. I mean, yeah, I don't know what happened with him in Philly, but somehow Philly's playing better without him. So
And it certainly helped the Kings.
Yeah, and it really put Nick Schuler on the fourth line, and
he's played well since he got there.
Josh King is right.
Yeah,
Josh King's right about a lot of things.
Our friend Jeff says, "What an amazing thing the Wings fans did." #GordieHowie. Did you guys see how they sung him happy birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, they did. I mean, and I'm really happy. I think I said it last year when he wasn't looking good. I said, why don't they do something for him while he's alive?
You did say that.
And thank God he's still alive, and yeah. I'm glad he got to experience all
Isn't that great? He's 88.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really neat.
He's still playing.
Yeah.
No. He's, somewhere.
You might put him on the power play.
You could, we need him.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just kidding. Yeah, that was classy. And, of course, if you're from Detroit, he's an all-time hero.
If you're from anywhere.
If you're from anybody that loves hockey, you got to love
Gordy. He's on Mount Rushmore.
You got to love Gordy.
He's so great. I just love Gordy Howe. It was great to see him, and I'm glad they won for him. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, boy. We need to keep winning. Okay.
All right. Chester Copperpot, he says, how do the lines change when Malkin comes back? Third line center, who gets scratched? Lovejoy or Pouliot? His name wasn't on the NHL pronunciation sheet. It's Pouliot.
Oh, Derek Pouliot. Yeah, well, I don't think he should be in the NHL.
That's why it wasn't on there.
No, he wasn't on there.
Check the AHL.
Yeah, I mean, Pouliot's why Kessler's not our third line center. Pouliot's why Brandon Saad isn't our third line winger.
Right.
That's the great Derek trade bait Pouliot. And everyone's like, oh, he's playing pretty good. He should be. I'll tell you who's played amazing is Letang.
Letang's playing great.
You know what? He's actually living up to his contract now. I can't even bitch about Letang. How great has it been? I can't even bitch
you
about
love
Letang's
to bitch about
contract.
Him. Yeah.
I can't even do it.
But he is playing well.
I said they'll probably, as much as I would love to see Malkin play with Bennett and Fair. And maybe be a third line or be a second. I don't know, because Malkin needs to play as much as humanly possible. So I guess you just drop Bonino back to the third. I think you drop Bonino all the way to the fourth line. And I don't like breaking up Cullen, Kuhnhackl, and Rust. I would drop Bonino to the fourth line. I would actually keep. I like Cheery more than Bennett. Ben's been throwing his way around a little bit. Sheary just got an engine and a motor. I like those young legs. I would just sit Bennett. And on D, I went mad. I think in the playoffs, Ole's ready. Hopefully Dumoulin's ready. And just the way it was, Schultz, Cole, Dumoulin, Daly, and Mata, and Letang. If not, then I would put Ben Lovejoy in over Pouliot.
All right, and he is coming back, Gino.
Yeah, they haven't said nothing, so that's always a good sign.
He'll be back?
Oh, playoffs? Well, remember they said he'll be back for the second round, and we're like, oh, well, that means he won't never be back. Now, who knows? But I think he might be back sooner than later because they haven't said anything.
That's usually good.
Yeah, when they don't say nothing, then all of a sudden it's like, he's skating every day.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Is that it, Jenny?
Two more.
All right.
Richard Hubb says, only been 3 to 4 games, but is Scott Wedgwood the real deal? 3 goals against today, but he was hung out to dry.
Yeah, well, he was hung out the game he lost. Yeah, we talked about him earlier. I think Wedgwood's playing great. My only problem with him being the real deal is, was he going to knock out Corey Schneider? Schneider was up for the Vezinen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably trade bait next year, or Schneider is. But yeah, he looks like he's the real deal.
He looks pretty good.
And he has Putty's face drawn on his mask.
Well, you got to love him for that.
Yeah, he loves Putty. So
come on, man. That guy's great. Putty.
Yeah, for the team. Do it for the team.
All right, and here's the last one, and it's a little update. Looks like Garrett Ross dodged a bullet for now, and that was from Darren. So Darren sent us an article about Garrett Ross. He's the guy that was playing for the Rockford Ice Hogs, and he was recently suspended for felony arrest regarding revenge porn.
Seems like a rough felony.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
It seems like a misdemeanor. Yeah. It seems like a 2-minute high sticking. It doesn't seem like a
No pun intended.
Right?
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute.
But because authorities determined he was in Michigan at the time and not in Illinois, where the law is, you know, super strict and a felony, he's pretty much going to get away with it.
Yeah. So what's the Blackhawks' position? Because that's really all that matters. Are they going to let him back on the team or back in the AHL? Or
yeah, he's back.
Okay.
Well, good for him.
He was only suspended on the grounds that he would actually get in trouble. And since he's not getting in trouble, it looks like his career is not going to be a
thing. Yeah, even the Blackhawks were like, yeah, that's...
Yeah, well, maybe he learned a lesson there, though.
Yeah, you know, you can't show naked pictures of your old girlfriend to your teammates. I mean, that's what James Neal does. James Neal's role, that's the whole thing. You know.
Does that every week.
Yeah, James Neal does it every week.
Yeah.
We'll get more. I have so many James Neal friends or fans or people. But he's really a good guy. I'm like, I know he is. He just doesn't score in the playoffs or against Philadelphia, which Kessel does all the time.
True.
Oh, I love Philly Kessel. I love it.
I like James Neal, though.
I like the real deal.
He's a real deal.
I love the real deal. Yeah. I just, in the playoffs, he disappears. All right.
All right.
Couple stats. I love ending on these stats. It makes people listen the whole time, I think, because these are interesting. And it really hits home this week. Okay. Jaromir Jagr hit the 25-goal plateau. He just passed up Mike Gartner on the all-time list of 25-goal seasons.
Wow.
Gartner had 17. Jaromir Jagr, the grand old man, has 18.
And who has the most?
The most is our guy, number four in your program, number one in your heart, Mr. Gordie Howe. 20.
20 for Gordie? Wow.
It's like the only record.
Number nine.
That's like the only record that isn't Gretzky's that Jagr may not catch. It's like the only.
Yeah, right.
You know, like
that's a good point.
Gordie Howe. Now here's a record up for grabs right here. And it probably is going to happen unless he craps the bed. We have Marty Brodeur. We always want to guess the number. The number is 48 wins in one season.
I knew that.
Bobby Lou, the great Roberto Luongo, stopped short at 47. Bernie Parent has 47, or had 47.
Right.
Tied at 46 is Evgeny Nabokov. Remember him from the San Jose Sharks?
Sure.
And Brandon Holtby has 46.
Still in the running to break
it. So basically, Holtby has like 8 games to win 3 games. He needs to win 4. No, 3. He needs to win 3 to break the record.
He's got 8 games. He's got to win 3.
He'll probably he's probably not going to play. I wonder if they're going to play him until he gets it.
I wonder. That's interesting.
Trotz isn't one of those. Trotz is not. He's not Disco. He's not going to play you because your dad's in the stands.
Yeah, that's right. man, that's a good question.
All right, now
I hope he gets it.
I hope he does too. Now the stat you don't want to hear, which I think is amazing, in the 7-2 loss to the Penguins, the Detroit Red Wings, the Witch, our guy, Pavel Datsyuk. This is how bad his game was. In his whole career, because think about it, he was a rookie, Fedorov's last season.
Right.
In his whole career, he's only had a game where he's had 4 or more penalty minutes 8 times.
Is that right?
He had
really?
More than 4 in that game.
Wow.
And I would make sure I noted here, this stat about Datsyuk comes from the great Brian Metzger out of Pittsburgh, a metalhead and works with the Penguins. Great guy. And this is even a bigger stat. He's only been a -3 or more 7 times in his career.
And he was the other night.
Yeah.
Wow. Metz pointed it out.
The great Brian Metzger, tap the stick to him. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I will be in Eastern Canada with all the great Puck Off fans. Me, the great Paul Verzi, and the man with the belt, the Pope, Bill Burr.
What a show.
Come out and see us. Don't throw any batteries.
What a show,
Let's talk hockey.
Canada. Come on. Western Canada.
No, Eastern
Canada. Where are you playing?
Well, we're playing, right outside Detroit there.
Windsor,
and then Toronto, and then Montreal, and then up in Ottawa.
So it's
Chris
all
Neal
East Coast.
Will have a ticket with you. Yeah, the Benajad will have a ticket for you. PK Subban, please, let's go drink some Crowns.
Come on.
Mr. Subban. Everybody come out.
What a great tour.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
Come on, Puck Off
me
fans.
And Verzi and Bill. That's
represent.
That's, it doesn't get it,
get out there to see that show.
On stage doesn't get better than Bill, and hanging out doesn't get better than me and Bill and Verzi. So.
Oh, that's gonna be fun, man, up there.
It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
You were just, I mean, you were in Vegas with, I'm doing the Canadian equivalent of you in Vegas with dice.
I was working with dice. Doesn't get any better than working with dice. Than
that in Vegas.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome, man. Yeah. Pretty awesome with the dice, man. That was great. You know, I came back and our KLOS show was Dane Cook and George Lopez.
Yes.
So we have a little role here going.
That segment produced by our very own Anthony.
Anthony Bench Tony was Johnny right there, Bench. Man. He was on the scene.
Right there.
George Lopez loved him.
There you go.
He wanted to hire him away. He goes, how can I hire that guy?
Like, well, you can't have him on Wednesdays, George.
Yeah, come on. we need him. But, yeah, it was, it's been fun on KLOS, too. And
oh, that show is fab. I love, I mean, as much as I hate driving in L.A., the best thing about driving in L.A. is coming home. And you're on the air. You're just so funny.
Well, you got to get out more. No, it's very nice of you to say.
My wife agrees with that.
Very nice of you to say. And you know what? It's exciting this week. I've got Dice on the show.
Look at, you know.
And
you
the
know,
great Steve Garvey.
No way.
Yeah, the legendary Steve Garvey.
Wow. You know, in Pump Dice More, though, Dice has been acting in some stuff that's just been incredible.
He was terrific in Vinyl.
Yeah.
I thought he stole the show.
He did. He did steal. He stole that Woody Allen movie.
He was great in Blue Jasmine. Yeah.
Yeah. He's really been killing it. I mean.
And then his new show, he's got a Showtime show that's debuting April 10th.
I saw the preview. It looks hilarious.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Dice is on a big comeback. So.
No one deserves it more than the Dice
Man.
He's
a great guy.
He's a super nice guy. Yeah.
Have fun up in Canada, man. That's going to be great.
It's going to be great. All the Puck Off fans, come out.
Yeah, man.
Say hi. Don't be shy. You know me. I'll talk hockey all day long. Once again, thank you, New York, New Jersey, all the Puck Off fans.
Love you guys.
All the Devil fans, all the Islander. I know the Islander fans are a little down right now. They agreed with me. They should have done something at the deadline.
I agree
on that.
They're
down. My man Patrick at the stand is down that they moved in general. He's a long, you know, he loved Long Island.
Patrick liked it better on the island.
Yeah, but they're still in the Ranger fans. We love them. Just the fans are the best. So we'll see you guys. Come out and say hi, and we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for all the people, men and women, serving us. Our country. Thank you, people.
Love the troops. Joe Bartnick, great show. Have fun on your Canadian trip. And this is Fraser Smith and Joe Bartnick. On Puck Off, we are out!